huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. People are confused and scared watching me. They're listening. Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and this pingdemic is ruining our country, and I can't sit here and let this thing go on. So there were 600,000 pings in a week just gone, and no one knows what the fuck to do. No one knows what's going on. Everyone's telling you to do something different, and people are confused and scared. And this thing doesn't work. I know it doesn't work. I fucking know it doesn't work. I have, in two of my companies, in one office building, 80 plus staff, and it doesn't work. It's not working. People are, half of my staff are getting pinged, and most of them, none of them have got COVID. They have tests, they're fine. They come back for a day, then they get pinged again. Then they have another test, then they come back, and then they get pinged again. How can a company get back to normal if half their staff are off? Now, if someone's got COVID, I get it. They need to be isolating. I understand. But most of them haven't. So 600 pings in a week. And look, first off, I need to tell you where I'm coming from. So where I'm coming from is I've been running a business for 15 years. And across three firms, I have 150 staff. And if there was a clear strategy and a clear way and a move forward to deal with this, I would support it. But we were told it was Freedom Day 2 or 3 weeks ago, except it's getting worse and worse and worse. So you can't run a business. You can't, you know, we pay all of our stuff. We pay them all. We hardly laid anyone off. And I supported the government when they brought in all these furloughs. But they should be paying sick pay. They should be paying the sick pay. They should be paying the staff for loss of the company, for loss of businesses. When, like, how many businesses are getting shut down right now? Businesses are getting shut down left, right and centre. They cannot perform. And I had a board meeting yesterday. Now, someone has said there, no app, no ping. I'm going to talk about no app, no ping. That sounds like a song. No app, no ping, no woman, no cry. But people are confused. So I just read in the BBC an article where a lawyer went on record to say, let me quote, an employee is obliged to follow reasonable instructions. A blanket instruction that all staff should delete the app is unlikely to be reasonable. Someone's even just said here that apparently my last video has been taken down, 800,000 views. I hope not. I hope I haven't been censored. I'm not saying anything unreasonable here. So apparently it's not a legal requirement if you get pinged, but people are scared. They feel like they should. They don't want to put people in jeopardy. I wouldn't. I would feel, if I got pinged, I would feel guilty about going to work in case I could put someone at risk. So I go and have a test, I come back, I get pinged. I go and have a test, I come back and I get pinged. It's ding dong, ping pong, ping pong. Where the thing doesn't work, and it was £37 billion. I thought it was £20 billion. £37 billion invested in the app and all the resources around it, and it's not working. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You're damned if you have the app, you're damned if you can't. I cannot say go and delete the app to my staff. A lawyer has said that is unreasonable, and I've got half my staff, and I'm having a board meeting trying to look at how we can serve our community, serve our country, run a business again after nearly 2 years. The furlough is in. There's no freaking support, and half my staff aren't in, but only one of them has got COVID. Only one of them. What the fuck? Everyone is confused. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what's going on. Well, actually, hit the share button first. Let's let everyone know. So people are saying, wake up to the agenda. What's the agenda? Tell me what's going on. I want to know what's going on. Because all I want to do is look after my staff. I don't want them confused and scared. And they're confused and scared. So the media is not helping. There is not a clear message. I cannot say to my staff, delete the app, but they don't trust the app. And my staff aren't getting paid sick pay by the government. And they only get the statutory that you know, they get through the company. So they can't survive. We've got half of our staff out. So how can we run a proper business? How can we run a proper business? Compensate the employees. Compensate the businesses. Start supporting them. They're going under left, right and centre. It was always going to happen. And you could go back and rewrite the last 18 months and predict this along the journey. Businesses are getting messed up left, right and centre. So, and this is where our hard-earned cash has gone. Do you know, I'll work this out. 70% of the money I earn or spend is taxed. 70%. In what I buy and what I earn. So there's VAT charge, there's corp tax, there's income tax, a massive percentage. There's tax on everything you buy. There's business rates. There's stealth taxes, hidden taxes. You get taxed for breathing. You get taxed for looking. You get taxed for parking. You get taxed for having sex. You get taxed for everything. If you agree, please hit the share button. I just would like to see a strategy, a plan, support and help for businesses. And of course, people are going to get on my back for having another rant. Yes, but it's not, nothing's changing. It's getting worse. It is worse than I did my video last week. My video last week has had nearly 1 million views. So it's had 11,000 shares. So people agree, but it's got worse. Now, if there's a clear plan, right, if you get pinged, you go home for a week, you have a test and you're compensated and we will support businesses, go back to normal, fine. Instead, no, Freedom Day is coming. It feels like that was a con. It feels like Freedom Day was a con. So everyone's saying, yeah, there's a strategy. The Great Reset. Well, tell me about all of this. Teach me. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. What I think should happen is staff should get compensated. There should be a clear strategy of a strategy that works with no confusion. Don't spend £37 billion on an app that doesn't work. And then support businesses. Help us. Compensate us for all the loss. Hit the share button. Thank you, Tatiana, for hitting the share button. Let me summarise and then just hit the share button. Let's see what we can do. Some people said to me, Rob, go and write to your MP. What the fuck is that going to do? Start a petition. What's that going to do? I don't know who the right person to talk to is. 600 pings in a week. Reminds me of the Radiohead song, Two Jumps in a Week. 600 fucking pings in a week and no one knows what to do. Oh, but it's not a legal requirement to go and self-isolate. But everyone's guilty. Carla said my words will do nothing. So help me. What do we do then if my words will do nothing? Am I speaking into a void? Is there a black hole that exists from my mouth? But surely people have got to start talking. If you share this, and if you're a business owner and you share it, then surely express your opinion. Because, you know, I was a bit nervous about talking about this. Will people think Rob's like ranting because his business is struggling? We're doing our best. We had a good year in 2020, but not thanks to the government. There was not enough support. There was a bit of furloughing and the odd loan. But we had to fight them as much as we got given by them. That's for another video. We couldn't run any events. Our events suite was empty. And they tried to claim that we were using it and tax us that we were illegal to run events. So if you all say something, if you're a business, most people who follow me are business owner. If you're a business owner and you say something and you come up with some, because I'm at a loss, to be fair, I'm normally a solution-based person. So Rob, come up with solutions, not problems. I'm usually that, but it's not my bag. So they make you feel like you do something wrong. If you don't self-isolate, you get ping pong, ping pong, ping ponged, and you don't trust it anymore. But you'd feel really guilty if you did have COVID and you infected your office. There is no remuneration that I can see for staff off sick, and there's no remuneration that I can see for companies who've got a lack of resources and staff in the office. like I said, what, nearly 80 staff in one of my buildings? I went in, there must have been no more than 20 people there. I'm like, where is everyone? Oh, they've all been pinged. Pinged to another fucking galaxy. And then they all get tested negative except the odd one. But then they come back and home, back and home, back and home. Everyone's confused. Delete the app then. But I can't say that. I'm an employer. You can't say that. And legally, an employee is obliged to follow reasonable instructions. A blanket instruction that all staff should delete the app is unlikely to be reasonable. It might be the solutions to an individual's problem, but a business owner can't say that. Where's the support? Pay the staff, pay the businesses, support us. Because if all the businesses go down, the economy is fucked. The economy is fucked if all the businesses go down. What are you doing about it? All right. Look, we're hustling away and, you know, we're keeping... I've kept all my staff paid. We went from, what, 90 to 82 staff. Bit of natural movement on. We really didn't let go of anyone. We're still paying all of our staff, even when they're off, even when they're dinged and pinged and blah, blah, blah. So the hit is on the business owner, and then therefore the hit is on the client and the supplier. They've got to help. Do something. What you can do watching is hit the share button. That's what you can do. And then once you've hit the share button, if you run a business or you feel the same, go do a live on it. Go and do a video on it. Speak up about it. I don't know what else we can do. Someone said start a petition. Not sure about that. Right. Thanks a lot. Hopefully things will calm down and get back to normal, and then I won't have to do all these rants. But I think it's really important to be said. Thank you for following my work. Please hit the share button. Someone has just told me I did a video, nearly 1 million views, and it's been taken down. I hope not. Go and have a look at that. It's got Pingdemic. Delete the app in the title. All right. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate you all. Hit the share button. I don't know what we can do about this, but we can just try. This is my vehicle of community. This is the only way. You know, I have a Facebook following and I have podcast following. If I can rally up enough of us to just make some positive change, I'd like your help. Because if this keeps going on and on and on and on like this, you know, my business partner are funding all of our staff. Funding them. So, yeah. What's this agenda thing? What's the conspiracy behind it? What's the real plan? Wow, my video got taken down. Holy shit. Fucking hell. Now Facebook are fucking censoring me. What have I said? What have I said? What have I said in this video that means that I should be censored and I should be taken down and I should be deleted? What have I said that's inaccurate? Or what? I mean, I had nearly 1 million views, so everyone's clearly thinking it. But they've taken it down. They're watching me. They're listening. Right, hit the share button. Thanks, everyone. Really appreciate you. And then maybe you can speak up. Maybe you can do a video on it. If you're a business owner or any solutions you've got, let me know. I'll engage in the comments.
Just a quick one, because I have something very exciting to share with you here. So if you're an entrepreneur in the UK and you want to hear some powerful lessons from founders of companies like Deliveroo, Jo Malone and Monzo, then I really recommend that you check out my good friends at the Secret Leaders podcast. So each week they have a raw conversation with founders and business leaders who've changed an industry, for example, fertility, esports, crypto, etc., so that you can build a better business learning from these industries. So if you want to learn how to bootstrap, create a magnetic brand, get your first customer, even maybe fire one of your family members, and that has happened before on the Secret Leaders show, search in the podcast app for Secret Leaders. I'm a big fan in supporting other great podcasts like The Disruptive Entrepreneur. I listen to The Secret Leaders. I love it. Go check them out.